Truth in Europe and North America. Message, leader of the Islamic Republic of Iran. I am addressing you, the youth, not because I overlook your parents. Rather, it is because the future of your nations and countries will be in your hands. And also, I find that the sense of quest for truth is more vigorous and attentive in your heart. Why should the revision of collective conscience apply to the distant past and not to the current problems? Why is it that attempts are made to prevent public awareness regarding an important issue such as the treatment of Islamic culture and thought? Why the old policy of spreading phobia and hatred has targeted Islam and Muslims with an unprecedented intensity? I would like you to ask yourself, why does the power structure in the world want Islamic thought to be marginalized and remain latent? What concepts and values in Islam disturb the programs of the superpowers, and what interests are safeguarded in the shadow of distorting the image of Islam? I would like to ask you whether you have directly read the Quran of the Muslims. Have you studied the teachings of the Prophet of Islam and his humane, ethical doctrines? Have you ever asked yourself how and on the basis of which values has Islam established the greatest scientific and intellectual civilization of the world and raised the most distinguished scientists and intellectuals throughout several centuries? I would like you not to allow the derogatory and offensive image buildings to create an emotional gulf between you and the reality, taking away the possibility of an impartial judgment from you. I don't insist that you accept my reading or any other reading of Islam. What I want to say is, don't allow this dynamic and effective reality in today's world to be introduced to you through resentments and prejudices. Don't allow them to hypocritically introduce their own recruited terrorists as representatives of Islam.